the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In today's Gospel, we have calling Matthew from the tax office, and then the familiar account of the meal, and Jesus says, "Follow me," you must go to Matthew's house, because there the next scene is in Matthew's house, so they're having a big event, a big celebration. And then many tax collectors and sinners are there, along with the Pharisees. And when the Pharisees don't understand what Jesus is doing associating with sinners, Jesus is aware of the raspiness of the disciples, and he expresses his ministry to them as coming to be with sinners, to be with the sick, to be with those who are in need, with the suffering, not just physical suffering, but spiritual suffering. And he has this marvelous phrase from a quote from Hosea. "Go," he says, "go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice." It's very common in the, not just in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, but especially in the prophets, where this is a quote from, that the sacrificial system that God gave to the Jews is kind of warned against. There's warnings about it because of the ease in which it becomes either just a matter of kind of pro forma or rote habit, but especially the way in which it becomes a kind of a way to judge or control or manipulate others, a kind of rigid law. The sacrificial system was given so that the people of God, chosen by him, would have a way, a tangible means of beseeching God for forgiveness, and for a tangible means for offering praise and thanksgiving. Is it roughly as a general rule, the blood sacrifices were for forgiveness, and the wheat and grain sacrifices were for thanksgiving. And this was a concrete way in the material world that St. Maximus says, we've been here appointed to offer this world back to God. And here was the tangible way for us to offer the world back to God. And yet we can take this gift that God's given us and really destroy it, corrupt it, use it for our own ends, to use it as a means for power, to make it a kind of binding rule that makes us feel guilty instead of sets us free. So our Lord quotes Hosea the prophet to instruct the Pharisees that this is true of them, that they somehow manipulated or misunderstood the sacrificial system in such a way that their focus has been diverted from God's intentions. It's been employed by them in such a way that it crouches out the space that mercy is supposed to take. So he tells them, go and learn what this means. Don't go study a book. He doesn't mean that. Don't go look at the commentaries. He means go and experience this. Go and learn what it means that mercy is what God desires. Not sacrifice as an end in itself. God is a God of mercy. I guess I should say also, just in passing, that it's not to, as it were, dismiss the sacrificial system. Every time we say Psalm 50, we get a glimpse of how this works. That God doesn't delight in sacrifice, or to give a burnt offering, he wouldn't be pleased. This is David speaking through Sin and Bathsheba. It says the sacrifices of God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, a kind of inner. This is what God won't despise. But then David goes on to say, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, then you will delight in sacrifices and burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings, and bulls will be offered on your altar. So there is a proper, tangible expression of our life to God in the ways in which he's given us in the sacrificial system prior to Christ coming to fulfill all of that. It wasn't that David was trying to say, I'm not supposed to go offer sacrifices, but that the crucial part is the inner sacrifice that gets expression in this outer fashion. Now, I mention all of this because we can do the very same thing with mercy that is talked about here with sacrifice. We can turn acts of mercy into something that becomes an end in itself, or a weapon, a tool for our own self-importance. Jesus warns against this when he warns about giving alms and doing acts of mercy in such a way that we draw attention to ourselves, that people praise us. So we can go do mercy, show mercy on others, but we can do it so that people praise us. Well, that would just be to corrupt this command of our Lord in the very same way the sacrificial system is corrupted. We can think that we're showing mercy by starting a kind of social movement or political action group or some kind of societal, cultural change that becomes an ideology, and so that we now want to control and manipulate other people, and if anybody doesn't join my group, my club, I can demonize them. I can use this, what is clearly a good call, be merciful. I can use it as a weapon to destroy others, to be unmerciful, even merciless. And so really what we need to do is take a step back and say, these are gifts of God. The sacrificial system is a gift of God for the people of God. We have now the liturgy, and we'll hear in a few moments this language of offering and sacrifice. This is our sacrifice. And we're told in the New Testament several times, as well as in the liturgy, that we offer a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We do acts of mercy. All of the fruit of the Spirit. All of these things can be corrupted by us if we use them for our own self-importance or to manipulate or control others. If we view them as ends in themselves and refuse to see them as gifts that come from God. In a sense, there's really that nothing that we're not able to corrupt, because we even are told in the scriptures that there's an antichrist. We can even turn things into a false Christ. Jesus warns against this several times. Many times people are going to come and say, go over here, go over there. There's the Christ, there's the Messiah. Don't go, he says. The world is full of these absolutely tremendous gifts that God has given us. In the created world around us, but also these gifts like mercy and sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving. Fruit of the Spirit. And we can take these very gifts that come from God and pollute them, damage them in such a way that they're spoiled, they're destroyed. The temptation is always there to take what is good and true and beautiful and use it for our own selfish ends. So that's really the lesson from go and learn what this means by desire mercy and not sacrifice. It's not that sacrifice is unimportant or that mercy is some sort of uncorruptible command that we're to fulfill. It's that this is what the Pharisees needed to hear, because what they were doing was using the sacrificial system to be merciless to people. And this is the way God pointed it out to them. But if we step back, we see that we can do this with anything that God gives us. We can pollute it by turning it into something for our own use. So by God's grace, let us take the gifts that he's given us and see them as nothing more than gifts that come from the Creator for our communion with him and for our opportunity to share and distribute and offer to others, but always giving freedom to everyone. To reject, just like God has given us the freedom to reject. In the name of the Father,